Fly on the Wall, episode 6, Dan. Good to see you.
It is, Tim. Yeah. It always is. I love that. It's almost a catchphrase for us now, that whole thing. Yeah. Really, it shouldn't be. It's just an introduction.
I get a little burst of energy when you walk in the door and we sit on this couch and we go, let's catch up.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. And anyone that sees Tim's face just before he says episode, it's real. It's their actual emotions that he's feeling.
It is real. Dan, as every week, we'll go over some feedback.
Mm.
There was only one point from last week's. For those of you,
smaller and smaller.
Yeah. For those of you who are listening on iTunes or Podomatic, and this is just an audio medium for you, that's great. But we also have a video, and this feedback is about the video that we put up. An episode goes up every week onto YouTube as well.
Always pretty faultless considering the lack of resources we have for the show.
Yeah, we've got camera gal Caitlin who films it. She does an excellent job.
Yep.
Dan does a bit of cutting himself. He's very multi-skilled.
Yeah.
You did have one little slip up though, because someone wrote here that there was 3 minutes of complete blackness at the end of the YouTube video. So the podcast ended and then it was just silence and just a black screen for 3 minutes, Dan. 3 minutes. What happened?
Truth be told, I chose to do that deliberately.
Okay.
To test to see if anyone got to the end.
And somebody did.
And they did.
Somebody did. Well done. Anonymous, that person, by the way. That feedback, Dan.
The anonymous, they're getting a little bit...
Always anonymous.
Questionable.
You've got a couple of... Some people have been reaching out on social media. You've got a couple
of... I don't know what happened, but Instagram's just gone off all of a sudden.
Really?
And we've had some inboxes come through.
Great.
Rhys Parton. Hey, cheers for the follow. Have a good pot... Oh. Love a good podcast, I should say.
Mm.
I'll check you got. Oh, so he actually hasn't.
Okay, so he hasn't listened, but he said love a good one. So
yeah, so he might be on to one.
He might. If he
if we don't hear back from him.
Might not. Anyway, give us a go, Reese.
Cool. Who else did we have? Midnight Mish 101.
She sounds cool. Is it a girl?
It is. Mish. It is. Always good to have a female listener tune in.
Midnight Mish.
Hey, nice show. So it didn't elaborate too much, but seems positive. And then we had Ryan Anthony, 85. Mr. Ryan Anthony, I am from USA, Pennsylvania, Illuminati.
Okay, that's a spam.
Okay, I think that might be a spam. But moral of the story, Instagram taking off.
Thanks for reaching out, guys. Dan, you've got something that I'm interested in coming up very soon.
Well, I texted you during the week and I said, you know who I've got an issue with, Tim? Musicians, and you're one of them. Mm. So therefore, taking issue with you too.
Interesting.
Want to touch on that?
Okay. Somebody won a lot of money this week. Actually, people have been winning money all week.
Yeah.
US Powerball went off. My story that I've got today is from someone who won a scratchy.
Okay.
Just recently.
Yep.
I'll tell you all about that. I want to get your thoughts on it.
Cool.
There's so much more to cover today.
Okay.
It's going to be.
Let's just do it. Let's get into it. All right, Tim, we're touching it off the top. Now, during the week, I'm driving in the car and listening to the radio. And you know how between songs or just before a song, the DJ on the radio would be like, we caught up with so-and-so during the week and to hear about their new song. And it cuts to the musician and they give a little spiel.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Yeah.
This is Zed from...
Yes, Zane. Zane's classic at this. This one came from the heart. You know, that sort of stuff. My biggest issue is when they try and spin it as romantic.
Mm.
This is a song about love.
Why have you got an issue with that? A lot of songwriters... I mean, most songs, Dan, arguably, are about love.
No, they're about sex. And I think we can all categorically agree with that because you listen to these songs, Tim.
Mm.
They're sexual. They're, you know, the build-up. I took her bra off. I kissed her passionately. Just because you kissed her passionately doesn't mean it was romantic.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you're narrating sex.
So you think they're disguising a sex song by saying it's about true love and things like that?
Yep, because you know what? You know who doesn't sell albums, Tim?
Who?
Sexual deviants.
Okay,
They don't. People aren't interested. You know who do?
Mm.
Ed Sheeran, Mr. Romantic.
As a musician, as you said, you would consider me a musician.
Yep.
I would say to that, love and sex are maybe... one and the same. Maybe they're the same thing. So, what do you think about that?
It's disappointing. It's disappointing because you've absolutely just
hit the nail on the head.
You've solidified exactly my point I'm making. You're all wankers.
Okay.
You know, Ed Sheeran's out there singing about shape of you or whatever it is. I mean, yeah, shape of your body.
Yeah.
You know, like that implies one thing, sexual intercourse.
It doesn't.
I mean, listen to what you just said. Mm. What was it?
Well, sex and love are one and the same. Yeah. Okay, interesting thought.
We need to hold these people accountable.
Dan, a story has come across the old desk that I think you'll find quite interesting. Have you ever bought a scratchy for someone as a gift?
No, I've seen them given before, and I've frowned upon it because I feel it's a cheap gift, isn't it?
It is a cheap gift. I've bought it as a gift.
Yeah.
And there has been a thought across my mind, like, what if someone actually wins these?
Because they don't win them.
Well. This story.
Someone won?
This story, right? So this guy, his friend from work came to his 21st and she gave him a $2 scratchy. And it was the
$2 scratchy. How do you turn up with your head held high with a $2 scratchy in hand for a 21st present?
It's a milestone birthday.
Yeah, I mean, but what did they win?
Win a couple hundred? She ended up giving him the ultimate gift because he won $500,000 on a scratchy.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so what happened is she came up, gave him the scratchy. Thought nothing of it. He's scratched it.
Yeah.
At first, thought it was 50,000. It's actually 500,000. So.
Far out. Yeah. Okay.
So the party ends.
That's where that person then becomes the best person in the room. How good do they look? They look great.
Absolutely.
Like everyone's present pales in comparison to $500,000.
Yeah. So he said to her, This is incredible. This is amazing. You know what? And it was well known in the office in that
group
of friends that she actually needed a new car.
Oh.
And so he's turned around and said to her, I'm going to get you a new car. I'm going to get you that Volkswagen Golf that you've been having your
eyes.
That's
nice.
$30,000 car.
God, you'd be wrapped, wouldn't you? She pay? $2. She's paid $2 for a $30,000 car.
Yep, and he's offered to get her a car.
Great.
She's turned around and said to him, with quite a stern look on her face, if I see anything less than $100,000, I'll be really disappointed.
No, you can't be asking for $100,000. I wouldn't have thought.
No,
I would have thought if anything, you'd be working out a percentage of what you paid, and that's not going to be much at all.
I would say it's a gift. She shouldn't actually be getting anything at all, really.
No,
I mean, he's already been nice in saying that I'll get you a car.
Yeah,
that's
$30,000. That's more than generous.
Yeah,
you buy the scratchy. Well, it seems like an empty gift at this point because it seems like she's bought the scratchy to look good but with no intent of it paying off.
That's right.
And as soon as it did, they were unhappy.
Yep. Yep. He's now had to leave that workplace because of all
kidding.
The stuff she's been saying to people about how he's a tight ass. I mean, you wouldn't return to work anyway if you'd won $500,000. But he's had to. His whole life has been rocked. I mean, the biggest mistake, Dan, why would you even... No one opens presents at a birthday. You wait till the next day. Why did he scratch it in front of everyone?
It's like if somebody turns up and they... Like another token 21st gift, alcohol. You turn up, somebody gives you the alcohol, open it up. Yeah, see, it's good stuff. You crack it open. We'll all have some.
Yeah, no, you don't.
You don't open it because you know that that's the reality. People are going to want to hook into the alcohol. Happens with every gift, apparently.
Yeah.
Bring out the scratchy, everyone wants some cash.
Yeah, and he's done it. He's made the rookie error of doing it in front of everyone, winning, and then if you got a scratchy, would you scratch it in front of everyone?
I think previously I would have.
Here's a better question. If you won the next day, you scratched it and you won, would you tell anyone?
No, not after this.
Yeah.
It's very scandalous, isn't it?
Do not tell anyone. Would you give me a little bit of something? Just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd lay the family guilt trip on you that we all get.
Yeah, you get a little bit.
Yeah. Good.
So, I'm out the other night, Tim, and I'm in a social group at the moment where the high five has become a bit of a mainstay. It's become a bit of a running trend to high five each other
instead of handshakes or
and even just on like when something good happens, does something, it's like high five. Good.
It's like a '90s sitcom. Maybe.
It is. It is a little bit, and it's a little bit tongue in cheek. Everyone's having a laugh. Everyone knows that the high five is a funny concept. But I don't want to tell anyone, but the high five's given me anxiety.
Why?
A little bit. You don't realize until you're engaged in constant high fives that the success rate for a high five is quite low.
It is. The contact, you mean?
Yes.
Like actually nailing the contact of a high five.
Yep, but the scrutiny is quite high. So the pass rate for a high five, there needs to be a clap.
Absolutely.
Doesn't there?
There needs to be a solid sound.
For a successful high five.
People in the direct vicinity should turn people's heads.
Yes.
What are they celebrating?
Yes. It's a celebratory sound.
Hmm.
I've noticed though that there's a sense of disappointment when a high five doesn't go correct. And there's often blame. There's a lot of blame. Because no one wants to be guilty of the poor high fiving.
No.
So what I've noticed is that if a high five goes bad, one person throws that guilt onto somebody straight away, almost instantaneously. Mm. So, for instance, we go for a high five.
That was
really good.
That was really good. Really good crack sound. Really good just crack.
That was...
Can I tell you a...
That hurt.
Can I tell you a secret?
Okay, what?
This might blow your mind.
Yeah.
When you're doing a high five, look at their elbow. You'll always nail it.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Yep.
Yep, got a nod there.
Is it mind blown? It's camera girl Caitlin's nodding her head.
Wow, so that's the trick. Because the thing is, I've been so anxious because I don't want to be the one to stuff it up ever.
Ready, let's try again. 1, 2, 3. Oh, it didn't.
I honestly didn't look. Okay.
See that?
It's a good sound. Elbow.
I don't know what it is about the biomechanics of the body, but for some reason when two humans lock eyes on each other's elbows, raise their hands for a high five, it happens. It's a crack of a... It just happens.
So if you've got social anxiety about a high five, look at the elbow, not the person.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
One more.
See what I mean? It really is good. Anxiety gone?
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Wrapped.
Dan, at our work, we both work in the same building, and there are a set of lifts that you always have to use.
Yeah.
Always using a lift.
Yep.
Going to and from different floors. Mm-hmm. That's what lifts are for. So, I don't know what it is with the human condition.
Yep. Okay.
It doesn't matter who you're with. It doesn't matter how close you are with that person.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what your relationship is. Yeah. For some reason, when we step into a lift and we're in a lift setting, it just gets awkward.
It does get awkward, doesn't it? You, I don't know, because I just knew this was going to be funny.
It doesn't matter. I could be walking with you.
I've known
since I was a baby.
Yeah.
And we're walking down and we approach the lift, hit the button, chat's going back and forth.
And then as soon as the doors close.
Doors open, we walk in. Eh,
it is just weird. What is that? It's like it's the environment of, like, is it the music?
I don't know. I was in a lift the other day with someone and I actually stopped down for a second and I actually assessed the situation. I thought, is it an appreciation for the technology? Is it, what is it that happens when people step into a lift and they go, let's just take a moment. Have a little... Just look at the buttons lit up.
It's cool how they light up, isn't it? Have you noticed that when we stop at a level, they unlight up? Isn't it good?
Is it at the deepest part of us a genuine fascination still in lifts and how they work? I don't know, but I can't figure it out and it's really getting to me because I use lifts all the time, as you know.
I can't help but think that maybe it could be a concentration thing because there is a lot of... I think for all of us, it feels quite final what we're doing, doesn't it? Like, we're moving to a different level.
Yeah.
And it feels like... There's such an impressive contraption behind this that we've got a responsibility to do it right. Mm. It's like the frustration you feel when you press the wrong button.
Mm.
You know, it's like, I need to go to level 2. Oh, actually, I need to go to level 1. Damn it.
Yeah, okay.
Damn it. And you really beat yourself up.
So the anxiety of actually traveling from point A to point B and getting that right
is
where people go, I need to just concentrate just for a sec.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. Hold the conversation. We'll pick it up. We just really have to concentrate for the next 30 seconds. Maybe it's that.
I don't know.
But regardless, it's a thing, isn't it?
It's definitely a thing.
Who are we in there with recently?
Everyone, every single person that I work with.
Do you get disappointed when somebody else comes into the lift with you that you know? Yeah. Would you prefer to travel in the lift with someone you know or someone you don't?
I reckon someone you don't, because there's no expectation to have a conversation.
Yeah.
Whereas the ones that you do know, sort of go, why is this awkward? We were just talking seconds ago, and now it's stopped.
There's absolutely no explanation.
We're on the ground level now. Let's get out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Fascinating, isn't it?
Bring it up with somebody.
If there's a scientist listening, if there's someone who studies human behavior, please get in touch.
Yeah.
We'd both love to know.
It's so ridiculous. Tim, in the news at the moment, and he's been in there a little bit, is Stephen Hawking.
Oh, genius.
Yeah.
Did you see that movie made about him?
Yeah, Theory of Everything.
That's the one.
Yeah, what were you going to say? It was not going to be the title of the movie, was it?
Sort of Everything Now.
Yeah, that's something else.
Amazing. Amazing story.
Yeah, and at least he's perceived as a really smart guy, isn't he?
Well, he is. He is a smart guy.
Yeah.
He's like, he's one of the most forward-thinking people of, ever.
Yeah, no, I know that. Yeah. I know that that's the thought. But have you noticed what he's been saying lately? There's been a lot of...
No, I haven't.
Yeah, what's a few eyebrow raises. He's sort of launched into things about, you know, nuclear attacks, and he's hypothesized end of the world, all that sort of stuff. He's become a little bit negative, to be honest. Yeah. And he doesn't see a bright future for all of us.
Okay.
Yep. But his most recent thing he's come out with, he's claiming that he's partied with time travelers.
When?
Exactly what you're thinking.
So have time travelers come back and then he's met them and gone?
Yeah, he's
hanging out. Are you time travelers? Yeah. Let's have a party.
He's had them over.
Okay.
Yep.
Has he time traveled?
I don't know. It's hard to make out.
I'm trying to get my head around if people have gone, you know, it'll be a bit of fun. Let's go back in time and party with Stephen Hawking. Or
No. They've time traveled to now.
They've time traveled
to now. Yeah, so they're not hanging out with Stephen Hawking pre...
His disability.
Yes, his disability. They're partying with him post.
Okay.
So, like, you know, he's in there.
So they from the future?
Yeah. Yeah. And so they've popped back.
Yeah.
And that's where he's sort of claiming a lot of his nonsense.
Okay.
But my thing is, he's meant to be so intelligent, isn't he? Like, he's meant to be such a brain.
Well, what makes you... He might be telling the truth.
Yeah, it's that. I've been thinking, there's such potential for a communications breakdown between us and Hawking's, isn't it? I mean, really, sure. We're relying on a computer.
Sure. Yeah, he does communicate through a computer.
Yeah. Like, I'm starting to think, like, is there a glitch? You know, is there a software update that hasn't happened?
So maybe we're all going, geez, Hawking's losing it.
Yeah.
But actually, there's a glitch with his little
keyboard. Yeah, and he's not aware because he's not picking up on it because he's just going, you know, I'm telling them this. We're all going... That's a strange thing to say. And he's gone, these people loved me. What's happened?
Yeah, what are they?
Poor Stephen's just, he's unsure what to do. The thing is, with someone with such an intellect like he's probably not going to take too kindly to an IT department just heading in, is he?
No, he wouldn't.
Stephen, just here to just maintenance the computer. He's not going to be into that. He wants to probably do that himself. He's smart enough.
It'd be like Zuckerberg having an issue with his Facebook page and going... Someone help me with this?
Yeah.
Your pride wouldn't take that.
No. And I don't think at this point in time we can do it to him. So I think what we're just maybe putting out there is let's all just you know, go with him.
Just go along with him. With what he's saying about a couple of blokes from the future have come back and gone, let's have a little party.
Yeah. Yeah. And let's just assume it's smarter.
Okay.
Than what he's putting out there.
Great. Let's do that. Dan, I did have something else written down to talk to you about here, but I just want to ask you, that T-shirt that you're wearing right now, great looking T-shirt.
That's not bad.
For those who are listening who can't see it,
yep,
black T-shirt, sort of trendy writing on the breast pocket.
And it's got a little emblem.
Yeah,
circle.
And then I know as you walked in, I saw on the back, it's got like LA, New York City.
Yeah.
It's cool looking, trendy looking shirt.
Yep.
Where'd you get it from?
Online, I think. I don't really remember.
Online from ASOS or something. Something
probably
trendy
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, I like to shop at an ASOS. It's good.
Yep, this is the problem I have with people like you.
What's wrong with ASOS?
I've got that T-shirt, and it's not from ASOS.
Ah, oh.
Where's it from?
It's from Kmart.
It's from Kmart.
Okay,
isn't it?
Yeah.
So
this
why
took
did
an
you?
Unexpected turn.
So why did you say ASOS?
Dan, I don't know. There's something. There's a stigma with Kmart, I think.
You're a deer caught in the headlights right now. I've pulled you up on something, and I've noticed it around, right? You
didn't have to do this on live on the show.
Look,
come on.
I'm an advocate of saving a buck.
Yeah.
And...
Well, that's the thing. I mean, it looks pretty good for the price you pay. I mean, it looks like it could be a $50 t-shirt.
How much does it cost? It costs us $10.
Yeah.
At Kmart, that t-shirt.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Target, same thing. They've got some great fashion items. Yeah. Right? Something's wrong with our generation where we feel the need to mask it or disguise it.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from? Oh, I got it from Topshop. No, you didn't. I saw that. That's just a plain white t-shirt from Target.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like if I say that, if I'm out, Tim, I feel like people put a sense of pride into their apparel.
Right.
If I am out and I say, oh, look at this, $10 t-shirt from Kmart, people go, geez, he didn't put much effort into his appearance. No, he's wearing Kmart clothes.
Is it that? Or is it you turning around and saying, this is from, look at this, this is from $10 from Kmart.
So you reckon embrace it?
Absolutely embrace it. They will turn around and they won't say, you're a cheapskate. They'll say, that looks amazing. What a bargain. I'm going to go get me one.
So you reckon take the approach of jokes on you. Yeah. You're spending heaps of money on clothes. I look just as cool, but mine's cheaper.
My t-shirt looks like yours. The only difference is yours was $80.
Oh.
How does that sound, Dan?
Yeah, that's a better way of... Yeah. Right.
So
it's not a bad thing to wear Kmart clothes.
No, it's absolutely not. You know what? It probably comes out of the same factory.
Yeah.
The same person's punching those prints onto it.
Well, it feels good. It's you know how it feels. It feels like a fitted t-shirt. It feels good.
It's nice. It's probably...
$10.
$10.
Look at this. Look what I got.
Okay.
Look what you don't.
You've changed your tune now.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Well,
embrace it.
Yeah, embrace it.
Don't worry about brands.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with Kmart or Target, for that matter.
What about Cotton On?
Cotton On's okay too.
Yeah.
They'll do good
things.
A bit
more reluctant.
They're probably a little pricier.
Okay, yeah, they probably are. It's probably like 20, 25 for a t-shirt. Kmart, $10.
Yeah, Kmart, Target.
Hey?
Yeah.
All you idiots spend $80 on clothes.
Idiots.
Like that.
Take your ASOS.
Yeah.
Take your Topshop.
I was in the bathroom, the facilities, the other day at work, and I'm sitting there. And you'd agree, you're in one of your most vulnerable positions when you're on the toilet.
Yeah. We don't like really venturing too far into the gutter.
No.
Toilet chat. But yeah.
But you know what? I think on some level we enjoy it.
We do.
From a personal standpoint.
Yeah. You are. You're right though, Dan. You've got your pants down. Yep. You're very vulnerable.
Absolutely. And you came to mind when this happened because I knew you would... I felt as though you would appreciate the situation I was in. So I'm in the bathroom, in the cubicle... Minding my own business, and I took the middle cubicle because I don't like to be on an end for some reason. Okay. I like to be, I don't know what that is. I don't like to be near the taps, and I don't like to be near the wall.
They say the first cubicle is the cleanest. Do with that information what you will.
I will register that. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Now, that's going to linger in the back there. Anyway, I'm in the cubicle, and I'm the only one in the bathroom.
Okay.
And then two voices come in. Two, obviously, friends who had just come out of some movie or something.
Yeah.
And they walk in and they're chatting.
Yeah.
They're chatting in English. Chatting in English.
Yeah.
And then they obviously establish that the middle cubicle's taken. So they have to split up. And so one goes in the end cubicle, one goes in the first cubicle.
Right.
And have you ever seen when people keep chatting across... Like somebody's in the middle, even at a urinal, a male urinal.
I've never...
And there's one person in the middle, but they'll keep chatting to each other over the top.
I've never had the confidence to keep a conversation up while going to the toilet.
No,
I
also don't think anything I talk about is that important.
Yeah.
These guys did that.
So they've flanked you.
Yep.
In the cubicles.
Yeah, they've flanked me, yep.
And they've continued their conversation.
Correct. But in another language.
Okay.
So they've shifted languages. It's a classic language change. What I could only assume was for the benefit of me.
Well, you know what that means, Dan.
Well, I thought they were getting up to something mysterious.
Well, there's a reason why people switch to languages. Those who are bilingual
will
switch.
Maybe they had secrets that they didn't want to get out.
Secrets. That could be it. Yeah. They could be talking about you, which is probably the more likely.
Well, there's nothing to talk about me. They didn't even...
They could be talking about any number of things in the bathroom. They could be talking about the stench, maybe, as they walking in, chit-chatting, having a good time. All of a sudden, they've realized a cubicle and gone, we need to switch now because this is a...
Someone's in there.
We need to talk about this.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. So you think it was about me?
100%.
Really? No.
Why else would you switch language? They were talking about you in there. They were listening. They were almost commentating your visit to the bathroom.
Oh, you reckon?
100%. Yeah. How's that make you feel?
Yeah, look, it wasn't... I was hoping it was some sort of like... Some sort of secret. They were some sort of agents or something.
They were talking directly about you.
It was just about
my
bowel movement.
About you. Yeah. They would have been listening to, you know, they would have been commentating as you sort of go, right, hear the paper going, oh, he's doing this now.
He's up to the what?
Wonder what he ate. You know, that sort
of stuff. It smells like, yeah.
All that. Right. I've just about had enough of our generation. Before I was talking about the clothes thing, people don't want to say, oh, I got this from Kmart because they're worried someone will be like, you buy cheap clothes.
It's cool now.
Everyone's worried about perception and how I look and social media and look at this picture. Hopefully I get 100 likes.
God, yeah.
We constantly look for validation in everything we do all the time. We always need to post about what we're doing,
You've had an issue with social media for longer than I can remember. You're so reluctant to embrace it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, what's your new issue?
We are the most self-indulgent people to walk on this planet. Put your phones away, for God's sake. And one story this week really stuck out to me, Dan, and I watched it. I was trying to enjoy the Super Bowl, the NFL Super Bowl in America.
Yep.
I don't understand the game.
No.
But everyone watches the Super Bowl.
None of us do, yep.
Everyone
knows. We always watch that one.
That's right. Big part of the Super Bowl is the halftime show.
Oh, did you see it? Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
It was great, wasn't it?
It was mind-blowing. Yep. Fantastic performer.
Let me ask you something, Dan. If you were at a concert, at a Justin Timberlake concert, right, and arguably one of the biggest superstars,
isn't he? I mean, it's JT. Sort of, it's almost, it's our... It's probably a bad comparison to make, but in terms of the spectacle, what you're watching, it's almost like a comparison to a Michael Jackson.
It is.
There's a lot of dancing. There's a lot of vocal performance. Yes. There's a lot of things happening for you to take in.
There's talent hitting you right in the face.
Yeah.
A lot of talent.
It's the sort of thing, it's very social mediable, isn't it?
Yeah.
If that's a word.
It is. Yeah, that annoys me that you said that. JT loves getting the audience involved.
Yeah.
At the NFL halftime show, Super Bowl, he walked into the crowd and thought he'd have a boogie with the crowd.
Oh, the kid with the selfie. How good was that?
No, it wasn't good. That's what I'm saying. That's my point. There he is, JT, dancing in the aisles right in front of him. This kid doesn't look at JT and go, I'm going to have this moment. This is going to be amazing. I'm going to dance and make eye contact with JT.
You've got to get the selfie. You got to get a selfie in there so everyone knows that you were there.
Absolutely not. Have the moment. Live in the moment. Make eye contact with JT. Don't go down to your phone instantly and go, oh, I better film this, otherwise no one will think it happened. There were probably...
You have an eye contact with JT through the camera, like the
we're going to agree to disagree. There were like 500 cameras, NBC, CNN, all filming it for you, like you couldn't get that footage later, you little turd.
But did he not go viral? He went viral, that's cool.
Who cares about viral?
Oh,
everyone
God.
Needs to just start savoring
the moment.
Real.
Tim,
yes,
it's time for our segment, Tim and Dan's rule book.
Dun, 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 dun,
the book
dun,
of rules dun, 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 with Tim and Dan.
Dun, dun, dun. It's good.
It is good. And the intro is getting a bit smoother.
I'm not sure if I use the same music each week, but that's okay.
I think that was a little quicker. Right. Gave a nice beat to it. Right. Anyway.
What's the rule? We're up to rule number three.
This is rule number three in the rule book. All right. You ready for this one, Tim?
Here we go.
You and I are both in relationships.
Yes.
And something that has been hotly debated in the past on my end. I'm the sort of person that gets told things. People like confiding in me with secrets.
You've got a trusting face.
I do have a trusting face. But I've had people in the past take issue with the fact that I share the information, obviously depending on the severity of it, with my partner. So like Georgia. Mm. Georgia will hear things that I'm told by people.
Yeah.
That people will go, keep it to yourself. Now, the rule I'm here to set.
Okay.
The keep it to yourself, that little sentence, applies for all people other than that person's partner. Because we all know the key to a bloody successful relationship, Tim, is not keeping secrets, am I right?
Is, yeah, well, it's trust.
Of course, it's trust. So, for us to be able to live our lives comfortably and not have the burden of your secret impact us, we must do what we need to do,
yeah,
which is share it with our partner.
Yeah.
So, the rule in the rule book will state, anyone telling a rule to a friend, therefore, is agreeing that they're telling the partner the rule too.
Yeah. So, if you're telling a secret to someone...
yeah, not the best worded rule.
If you're telling a secret to someone who's in a relationship,
yep,
you must expect that it will be shared with that person's partner.
Yes. No one else on top of that, just the partner.
Okay.
That's the only exception to the secret sharing.
Because people who tell secrets to people who are in relationships need to understand the wrath that we will
experience
if we do keep a secret.
And mind you, I would do the same thing. If Georgia was told a secret,
yeah,
I would expect to be told myself. Well, it's right. part of the relationship privilege.
Great rule, Dan.
Great rule.
Great rule number three.
In
Tim and Dan's rule book. Dun,
dun, dun, dun, the book of rules. It's Tim and Dan. That's it. Yeah, a little trailer
a little
out there.
Long.
It's good.
Dan, another week wrapped up.
It's done.
There's so much there. Had a few giggles today.
A few giggles. I lost it a little bit during the elevator conversation. I don't know what came over me, but I found it very amusing.
They're fascinating. And I do hope that a human behavioural scientist gets in touch with us.
If that's a real thing. We don't know if it is. We've kind of made it up. It is?
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. If you are, though, get in touch with us.
Yeah, yeah. You can get in touch with us on Facebook. Yeah. Tim and Dan on Facebook. Yeah. I mean, Tim and Dan Graham. That's been going off. We talked about it off the top. Yeah. Inbox us there. That's going off. Tim and Dan tweets, Twitter. And YouTube.
Yeah.
Search us. You know,
it's all
search
there.
Us. Hit channel, filter.
Yeah,
it's all there.
It's all there.
You'll find us. And iTunes. Of course on iTunes. You can even message us on iTunes. Leave a review.
The big one.
The
iTunes.
Big one. Yeah, we love iTunes.
Dan, looking forward to next week.
Yeah, great. I can't wait. I've got heaps of stuff for next week already.
Good. Yeah.
You got some stuff? Cool.
I've got some things lined up.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. E-O.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
That's awkward, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, nothing.
You're right.
Yep. Good. Fly on the wall, episode 6.
Okay. What's
up, 6?
Episode 6.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's done.
We'll be back for episode 7 next week.
See you guys.
Yeah. Bye.